international delegations on the sidelines of the 37th Joint Session of BUN Tourism Commission for East Asia and the Pacific and BUN Tourism Commission for South Asia. In this spirit, the Minister engaged in discussions to explore potential cooperation in tourism development. Head of the Indonesian Christian Intelligentsia Association, Reverend Hendrik Lokra, said the celebration of Easter is a momentum for family ties between the church and the people. In an interview with Propeda at RE on Friday, this is in accordance with the theme, Peace of Christ in the Family. According to him, the message implied in this year's Easter for Christian families and the Indonesian nation is to start building self-confidence in facing various crises nowadays. That was his line from Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
that she stars. The song created by Albi Nagapramana is packed in fun, dancey, girly feel, which suits the character of Nora's voice, which is sweet and ear-catching. Through the song, Nora wants to convey that we shouldn't be too unwilling to be with friends or people we feel comfortable with, because it could turn out that that person is the most special person for us. Well, if you want to enjoy the song by Nora Ayu, then yada, have a listen.
Thank you.
overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and live streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: People on People, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisaran, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Famous for its ancient history, echoing through its canyons. Wonderful contours formed by the tectonic slabs, with fertile volcanic lands crossed by the grandeur of Bukit Barisan. Ageless natural beauty is felt every step we walk, and every sight we see, leaving behind countless tales of myth, hard to be neglected. Catch the beauty of Lake Maninja. Wonderful landscape is witnessed when we fly over the top of Lawang Hill. High elevated adventure. Traveling together around Singkarakan. Experience the phenomenon of walking on the living bridge, while the waterfall refreshes the traveler. Involving with time, without letting go of the inspired history. Villagers keeping their joyous tradition. Kachi Jali, which means cowrie. The elegance of martial art. Phoenix. Palace. Acknowledge the cultural history of Minangkabau. The enchanting playthings will greet you, exposing their striking physical and vulnerabilities. Taste the various traditional culinary of West Sumatra. Padang main dishes uniquely served to your table, well known for their savory and spicy flavors. While cakes and beverages are exceptional, with spicy balado kasabachi. And of course, the legendary delicious sake padang. In a beauty of silver craft, in an elegant ivory nuance. Try on the rich, colorful sun-kissed fabric, and carefully attempt to knit in its house of music. A new experience you can bring home. Take steps through a history, from Japan's fungus to the biggest coal mine in its era. Encounter the splendor of West Sumatra, and merge into its glorious beauty, with a power of history flawlessly intertwined with the wonders of nature.
Nice. sand beach. Here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Bulusan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. They are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing. In Tanjung Bulusan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like a priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Bulusan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor, or Pastor Stone Beach, because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau, or Buffalo Headland. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo, taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Bulusan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Bulusan Beach also has some banana, Telekami Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful, it's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Bulusan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Telekabis Hill. So that this is a natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Bulusan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepared the facilities for boat transportation.
Bulusan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable. Especially when you take a boat to the diving spots, dive under the sea, and see with your own eyes the beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome! The coral reefs in Bulusan are in very good condition, because they are kept sustainable. Ben Hao said, Bulusan Tourist Village forms a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Bulusan, including its coral reefs.
Yes, so we also form a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We form a rescue team. So, we gathered several young people in this village. We train them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Bulusan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility. So, that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Bulusan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So, this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspects, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for micro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions, so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later, there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with the regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador, and many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better. Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Bulusan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Floor Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Floor Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice afterward. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatima, leader of the Keroncong Mama group, explained, now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. I said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Karanja Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilets, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Polisan tourist village in Likupang must be on your bucket list, so no need to wait on. Let's go to Likupang.
Yup, kita berwisata. Mari dong, piknik ke Likupang. Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia. The main role for protection of species is the people itself. So if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, you can find the Barbados new species from Kelapa and all that. The species is endemic. They are in the subterranean area. They have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species. And of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really effective for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around it. And for example, if you use the water and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered. There are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species. How they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the populations. So if all this information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1995. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015 that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So there's some material that really can be developed for material for anti-material or antibiotic, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered. More than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed because they are part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem is stopped, then human being can be infected. So this kind of the message needs to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
You can listen to the whole contact and conversation on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Dear listeners, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from Central Java entitled Sakentang Sakentung. The song was composed by Rizky Abdullah. The song Sakentang Sakentung is one of the winners of the 2023 Nusantara Regional Song Creation Competition. According to Rizky, the song was inspired by his childhood. The lyrics tells the story of a child playing on Sunday, playing in rice fields, and riding a buffalo. The song also has a message that we can live in harmony and peace together. Well, here is the song Sakentang Sakentung by Rizky Abdullah. Enjoy!
Thank you.
GOP Secret Unit meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Hey,